Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. We right back on this shit. Already, like I said, this first episode gonna be about self-help. Trying to get yourself out there, trying to get it going. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get right into it. Love y'all, I love to be back. And like I said, I ain't holding none of this shit back. So if you don't wanna hear no cuss words, this the time to start following me right goddamn now. All right then, babies. See y'all soon. This first one is for the ladies. Ladies, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, ask for goddamn help. Because I know y'all like to be independent and do all this shit by yourselves. But take advantage of y'all friends and all y'all resources and use that shit to y'all disposal. Shit, use these men for what they there for too. More than just strength, you know what I'm saying? Ask them for help, you know, let them vent. You know what I'm saying? Vent to them, you know, that's what you got to do. Also, always have something for on the go. You know what I'm saying? Have a meal or something like that. Have something like a granola bar in your purse or something like that for a nigga. You feel me? Have some little crackers or something off to the side. You feel me? Just put the chocolate and the sweets away most of the time. And also, get back to multitasking. I know y'all do this all day, every day. Clean up, watch the kids cook, do all the other jazz. But, you know, multitask for yourself. Like, multitask for your goals. Like, shit you need to get done. Shit you trying to get done. Sometimes keep them goals to yourself too, you know what I'm saying? Don't always share everything you got to do, you know what I'm saying? Facebook and Instagram and all that ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't got to know what you got going on. Do what you got to do and get it out the way. Also, meditation is key. Like, just shut the fuck up for a minute. Just sit there and collect your thoughts and think about what you about to say before you say it. Or just sit there and think about the productive day you about to have. Don't think of it as procrastination. Think of it as, nigga, I'm taking my time. Get your breathing right. Get everything going. Clear your mind. Get everything straight. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it all pile up on you. The stress will run you down into a hole. Also, drink your goddamn water. Because some of y'all ladies, pH balance is off. And a lot of ladies, I ain't got to preach to you about them pH balances. So definitely drink plenty of water. Plus, it'll help you also lose a lot of weight because it'll take away a lot of them cravings that you want. And also, it'll help you with when you snack a lot more. But drinking that water is a must, dog. I try to drink at least 2 gallons a day if I can, you feel me? Fuck them 8 cups, I'm trying to drink 2 gallons, you feel me? And it done kept me in boxer shape. You know, my weight fluctuate. I go up and down. You can tell when I ain't drinking a lot of water. So, ladies, just don't forget. Ask for help. Have you a meal on the go, because I know your hungry ass be hungry. And then also, don't forget about multitasking. Get that out there. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all already do a lot of stuff around the house. But multitask around the goals that you're trying to complete. Also, meditate. Clear your mind. Find you a quiet, clean space. And just sit there and breathe and think about what's going on around you. Also, water. Hydrate or die, baby. Because if you don't hydrate, yeah, we'll pass out. You feel me? And your body is made up of a good percentage of water. So make sure you're doing that. And it's going to flush out all of the good stuff and all of the bad stuff, too. So don't drink too much water. But we want to get all them bad toxins up out you. Especially when you're on that weak hiatus. All right, ladies. Love y'all. Fellas, this for y'all right here. You got a good lady at the house, man. This the first tip right here. Tell her to, you know, rub my shoulders, rub my back. You know what I'm saying? Rub my legs, rub my feet if you can. You know what I'm saying? If your feet stinking, brother, she ain't finna rub your goddamn feet, cuz. Your feet just stinking. Cause I, hey, trust me, my feet don't smell like roses after all the work I done did. But look, make sure you get that in there, you know what I'm saying? Get your tennis ball and roll over it. Get your 2 tennis balls and roll your back over it. Make sure you're stretching before or after you do work, you know what I'm saying? And that's my second tip, stretching. Make sure you stretch, because, boy, we is not young no more. Because, boy, look at you, I'll be 32 this year, and I'm talking about love it, boy, it's creeping up on me. Because I'm getting older and older, you feel me? And my bones ain't what they used to be, and I don't drink milk because I'm lactose. Because I drink some milk, I'm blowing paint off your wall, baby. Beating down your block, knocking pictures off your wall. But anyways, also, be mindful, you know what I'm saying? Meditate, like I said to the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Take some time out to yourself. Just be quiet and sit in a quiet space, clean space. Just think about everything that you got going on this week and going on this year for you. You know what I'm saying? 2020 is on us. And it's time for us guys to do what we need to do. Take care of our families. Do what we got to do. also, take care of your skin, fellas, you know what I'm saying? Not just your face, not just your arms, your whole body, you know what I'm saying? Lotion down, bro. You be ashier than a motherfucker when I see you in the club, huh? Like, hit them spots, man. Ladies, they jump out the shower and put the lotion on immediately. You feel me? Also, exfoliate your skin. Get you some charcoal soap. You know, it's going to get some of that dead skin up off of you. You feel me? Because don't nobody want to see your dusty ass walking around with that dry skin on you, fam. Do what you got to do. Also, stress. Dealing with the stress, a lot of times, you just need to take a good long walk. That'll also help you with your meditation. Do the walk alone sometimes. Sometimes do the walk with your lady and let her vent. Let her vent to her sometimes. But don't let that stress build up on you. Stress is sometimes is good for you, but sometimes it ain't. Sometimes you just gotta unwind. Unwind however you unwind. This year I said I was gonna try to, you know, sip a little wine this year, even though that shit tastes like athlete foot in the bottle. I can't fuck with it. It tastes like chalk, baby. I can't do it. But I'm gonna try it. Also, you know what I'm saying, water help with that as well. Drink you as much water as you really can, guys. I cannot stress enough, hydrate or die. Plus, I live down here in the southern hemisphere of all of goddamn Alabama. So the humidity ain't no joke. Like I said, get you a good massage in there, meditate, stretch as often as you can, and take care of your skin, fella. Because ladies love it when you got them soft hands, dog. I don't know what it is about it when you got them soft hands, but they're going for it. You feel me? And make sure you take care of your face as well, you know. Because no one want to rub against your bumpy ass face. And don't be too stressed. All right, guys. Love y'all. These next self-help tips is for these people that's single and out there that can't stop posting that shit on goddamn Facebook. All right, look, this is what I'm going to help you do since you got all this goddamn time on your hand. Exercise, baby. Exercise daily. You know what I'm saying? Hit you some crunches. Hit you some squats. You know what I'm saying? Lunges. Do something like that. You know what I'm saying? Do some little push-ups here and there. You know what I'm saying? You got that much idle time on your hands. Do your body right. You feel me? Also, do eat you some nutritious food, some nuts, some berries, stuff like that. Just stop putting all this fast food in your body, you feel me? And then go back to that water. Keep sipping that water. Get you some water up. Get your body right, you know what I'm saying? And you won't be single. You're probably out there looking busted and corroded, you feel me? Get your ass up off your feet. Do some shit. Get you drinking some water. Do all that right there, you know what I'm saying? Also, you ain't getting enough sun. That's what it is. You gotta take your ass outside. Take a little breath. Meditate to yourself. Get to thinking about shit that you got going on. Self, when you're being single, dog, single is beautiful because then you ain't got to worry about who you got to impress. You ain't got to worry about what they doing over here. You just got all this idle time to do what you need to do and stay and focus on what you got going on. Being single is one of the best things you can be at a young age. If you ain't happy because you alone, something is wrong because you're supposed to be happy with yourself at all times. So just make sure that you happy. Pamper yourself. Do what you need to do. Also, this is the time to get organized. Get everything that you like in order and take care of that shit right then and there. Don't even bullshit around. Like right now, I need to get my glasses. I need to go and get my license back right. All that, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I also got a girl that I got to take care of and make sure she is happy as well. Make sure she, you know what I'm saying, on the open up. Keep her stress level low as well. Make sure I'm on her head about that water too. Keep her cleansed, you know what I'm saying? Also, bang, when you're single, get all the sleep you can because, baby, ain't no sleep when you get in a relationship because they gonna want to talk to you. They gonna want to be around you. They gonna want to be up under you. They want to spend as much time as they can with you. Plus, because they are both working and doing what y'all doing, y'all ain't gonna have a lot of time together. So when y'all do have time together, they want to be with you. So what I'm saying is basically just exercise, eat right, put the right stuff in your body. You know what I'm saying? And also, take the time out to go outside, get your vitamins in you from the sun that's naturally free. Also, get very organized. Get everything set up. Get everything straight. So when you do put somebody in your life, y'all'll be right. Y'all'll be good to go. And y'all can just pick that shit up right where it left off. Also, sleep. Sleep one of the best drugs out there right now, but bumping like good gas, you feel me? I try to sleep as much as I goddamn can, because boy. Sleep is the cure, baby. And like I said, being single, ain't nothing wrong with it. You can be happy as you want to be by yourself. You ain't got to have nobody with you. Until the right person come along, stay single, baby. It ain't nothing wrong with that shit. I love you. And I'm always love you. So be good. And this some self-tips for the people out there working them 5-9 to 5s, 5 to 9s, night shift, all y'all like that, baby. This for us right here, you know what I'm saying? Set aside 10 minutes before you go to work and just focus, get your mind right, you know what I'm saying? Do them stretches, like I said. Get your body limber, get your body right. Because if your old ass breaking down or your young ass break down, it's over with for you, player. Your job ain't going to look at you the same unless you can get that work, Miss Comp. If you can get that work, Miss Comp, baby, go and get that. But, you know what I'm saying? Invest in yourself a little bit. Do what you need to do before you get in there. Prepare your mind mentally and physically for everything that you got going on this week. You know what I'm saying? Just take some time out. Meditate. Breathe, brother. Breathe. Drink you some water. You know what I'm saying? And take it all in. Cook you some healthy meals. You know what I'm saying? Take it back to the old day. The grilled chicken with a little bit of light rice. You know, some couscous maybe. You feel me? Some broccoli. Some cauliflower in there. You know, some split English peas in there. You feel me? Cook some of that good healthy shit. Always got something green on your plate. Keep it on your plate. You know what I'm saying? Then, just commit to something that keep you happy. Like, for me, pretty much it's just music. I listen to music all the time. I'm talking about 9 times out of 10, I'm listening to something new or something old. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old soul, so I keep it up. I let Johnny Taylor ease my mind, David Ruffin, some shit like that. You know, something that'll bring you joy, something that'll uplift your spirits. You know, sometimes the gospel will be there for you too, but sometimes not. Also, if you try something and it don't work out, try that shit again. Patience is the key, dog. Just keep trying. Don't give up. Just do what you need to do when you can do it. When I say that, it's just, you know what I'm saying, the time will come when everything will fall in place. If the Lord wanted it to be so, it's going to be so. It's going to happen. You just can't keep forcing it, but do not give up. All the strategies you done tried, loop back around and see what went wrong and where it went wrong. Go through that shit 20,000 times if you really got to go to it. But like I said from the beginning, set your heart 10 minutes of the time where you got to yourself and just relax and think about what you got going on this week. Invest in yourself. Take care of yourself. You take care of your body. You know what I'm saying? Take care of what's the machine that's keeping you going. Because that's the only place you got to live is in your body now, in your skin. Because ain't nobody else going to move that motherfucker around for you. Unless you're in a wheelchair, which I ain't mad at. Also, cook you some healthy meals, man. Take care of that body. Like I said, man, eat right. You know what I'm saying? Don't always eat fried. Bake you something. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Saute something on the oven. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. You feel me? Right there on the stove. You feel me? Also, commit to something that brings you joy. Your kids bring you joy. Shopping brings you joy. Do what you do. Also, try, and try again. Don't ever give up on your dreams. Don't forget what you got set for you, what the goals is for you. And just knock them bitches out, baby. We here. And if you need some help, baby, don't feel bad. Just hit me up. I'm always here. I'm always a helping hand. You already know it. This one go out here to the moms. Make sure you're out there pampering yourself. You know what I'm saying? You change the pampers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck it. Pamper yourself sometime. Get you some of them bath bombs. Sit your little stinking ass in the tub or something. Put your feet in some water. Soak them hoes. You know what I'm saying? Take yourself out to the pool. You know what I'm saying? Just leave the kids at home with dad one day. Goddamn. Drop them off at your mama's house. You know what I'm saying? How she used to do your grandmama. Drop them off. Drop your ass off. You know what I'm saying? Take your time. You know what I'm saying? Also, find you some time for your friends. Sometimes it ain't about you and hubby all the time. Go on out there and find you some friends and do what you want to do sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Get that release. Get that time away. Sip you some wine. Talk your shit with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Also, take your leap. Because you ain't got to just be a stay-at-home mama or just to go to work, come home, mama. Take a leap. Do some of the hobbies that you always wanted to do. Do some shit that you know that it could be a return on some money. It could be a turnaround on something else. Or you could be a different job out there that you think you can do. Go on ahead and jump out there. Try that shit. How you ever gonna reach the apple if you don't ever go out on a limb, baby? Go on out there and do what you got to do. You feel me? Also, sometimes it's cool to be silly. Act up. Fool out. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's in your inner circle. People that you really, really fool with. Act up, be a fool, do what you do, man. Turn the fuck up. It ain't no time to be crying. It's time to get it on in. You know what I'm saying? RIP to my man Kobe. But ladies, that was not for y'all. You know what I'm saying? That was for the fellas that have been watched a lot of games for Kobe. So go out there, be silly, have a good time. Bring joy back to your man. You know what I'm saying? Also, don't forget to unwind. You know what I'm saying? Stressful. It's stressful out here these days. A lot of times women, y'all be so wrapped up in your kids and everything that's going on with them. Take care of yourself. take care of time out and just, you know what I'm saying, read a book. Write a book. Write in your journal. Get you a journal and write in it. Do a painting or something like that. Have a ladies' night out. You know what I'm saying? Go do something. You know what I'm saying? So it all go back to, you know what I'm saying, pampering yourself. Find you some good friends, and then y'all pamper yourself together. Go out and do what y'all like to do. Get your nails done, toes done, whatever, hair done, all that shit. Also, don't forget to take that leap. If it's a job out there you know you're trying to get, don't be mad. Don't be scared. Baby, going out there and reach out there and go and get that shit. Because ain't nobody mad at you for going to get no more money. We on that. Also, be silly, man. Nobody always want an uptight woman, always serious, all this other stuff. Sometimes pull a prank on your old man. Making that nigga think he that, you know what I'm saying? Make it fun like it used to be when y'all first got together. You know what I'm saying? Because when y'all first got together, y'all had so much fun together. But, you know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Also, don't forget, unwind. Do what you need to do. But just unwind and have a good time sometimes. All right, ladies. Love y'all. Bless up. All right, this self-help for them dads out there. Don't forget, baby. Go ahead. Watch what you eat. Because we ain't getting no younger, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all can't keep eating all this fried shit and just putting any old and everything in your body. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself, man. Because if you get to going in that dad body, get all the way out of control, baby, you just fat. That's it. Fat ass. You know what you going to call you? Get your fat ass out of my face. You know what I'm saying? The kids ain't respect you. The old lady ain't going to respect you. The shit going to be fucked up. And then you're going to be looking great. Also, like I said, exercise, man. Even if it's just a couple walks, a couple weeks, couple times out of the week, just walk up and down your block. Take your kids with you. Don't take your kids with you. Take your old lady with you. Don't take your old lady with you. Sometimes it's good to be alone. Sometimes take that little stress off of you. Breathe, my dog. Talk to yourself. Talk it out. You know what I'm saying? Also, that's what I'm saying. Talk it out with the fam. If it's some things that's going on, talk it out with the fam. Just like the kids, you know what I'm saying? If it's something that you know that it's going to take into the budget, cut into the budget, and the kids really wanted it, really, really wanted to have it, you got to break it down to them, let them know, you know, if they're at that age, baby, we can't do that right now. We got to, you know what I'm saying? I want to do it for you, but it ain't going to be right now. Also, start spending a little bit more time with your family. It's cool to go out with your friends and all that other stuff, but, hey, the woman got to have it. Sometimes she need that attention and need to hear you saying, yeah, baby, that's right. Damn, that's fucked up. Or, you know what I'm saying, they got you fucked up at that job. Baby, maybe sometime you need to start looking at something else. You know what I'm saying? Find out what's going on inside the family. Everything might not be as sweet as you think it is. And you need to find out what's going on with them. Set aside some time, you know, about 10 minutes. Talk to each family member in the house and let them find out what's going on. Also, indulge in the things you love. Like I said, it's music for me. Sometimes it's sports, you know what I'm saying? So just set aside some time where you can just go and enjoy the things that you love doing or love seeing or watching. Also, like I said, it's the massages, bro. If you can get a good old lady and she massage you down, dog, that's it. That's all you really need. That's all you want to ask for. That's all you need, because she going to be on it. She gonna enjoy it that you need her for something. So like I said, guys, exercise daily, stretch, baby, get it out of there. Then make sure you watch what you're eating, because you don't want to be fat as hell. Then she leave your fat ass and you be looking crazy. I ain't got the answer for that. I don't know what you're gonna do. Also, make sure you're in the mind of the whole family, see what's going on out there. Indulge in what's going on in your family. Find out what's going on with them. Talk it out. Just talk it all out. Get it all out there in the open space, because without family it ain't nothing. And like I said, take care, watch, you know what I'm saying? Do what you want to do sometimes. And then, you know what I'm saying? But do it in moderation. Because if you let the lady forget that you love her, she going to leave your ass on God. So, all right, fellas, be the best dad you can be. R.I.P. Kobe. Thank God. I want to thank my listeners. Follow me at Facebook, Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Follow me on Twitter at One Bag Steve. Follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve. Add me on Snapchat at Fuzzy_Slipper. That's FUZZY _ SLIPPA. I want to thank y'all for listening. It's the 50th episode. On the next episode, we're going to talk about reincarnation. Do you believe it or not? Let's talk about co-workers that like to talk about work after work. How do you get your news? And where do you live? Where do you guys live? All right, thank you, and God bless.